I'm Ken Downey, and today we're going to be discussing the Nintendo Wii, which is a new video game system. The remotes use two types of input methods. One is motion sensitivity, so how hard, how fast, and in what direction you swing it. The other is infrared sensitivity. There's a sensor bar which can either be mounted on top of the screen or underneath the screen, sticking out a little ways from it, so that it can see the infrared from the sensor. Through a triangulation method, it can tell where you're pointing at on the screen. And so you point and click much like a mouse. Now, I thought when I first bought the Wii that since I couldn't see what channels I was clicking on, I wouldn't even be able to start the game. So we're going to give first a little lesson in that. So I'm hitting the power button and holding it down for about a second. The power button is on the upper left-hand corner of the Wiimote. Hit the power button, the game CD, which is Wii Sports, starts to spin up, and then I hit the A button, which is the big round button underneath the arrows. Incidentally, under the A button, we have a minus sign on the left, a house button in the middle, which is slightly indented, and a plus button on the right. And on the back, there's a trigger-shaped button. It's the B button. So we're going to point at a channel, pick a channel, doesn't matter what we point at. Now when we get that vibration, we hold the Wiimote still and press A. So we pointed at a channel. But doggone it, it was the right one. Now when I first got this, I thought, well, that means I've got to somehow find the back button, push it, and then try again to point at the channel. Now the channels by default are 4 on the top, 3 on the bottom, with the game channel being in the upper left corner. But they can be dragged around by the sighted. You can point and click at a channel, hold down A and B, and you can move it. There are also 7 different pages of channels that you can go between using the plus and the minus keys. This all sounds really complicated, right? Well, have no fear, because through the Odyssey discussion list, I learned that by hitting the plus and minus channel buttons, I can go to any channel I desire. So now we're going to seek out the sports channel. When you hear that, there it is. Now, there's two buttons on the screen, a back button and a forward button. So all we have to do is find the start button, okay, which is the one on the right. It takes a minute even for the sighted, so don't feel too bad if it's taking you some time. Okay, that beep means that we've got a start. Now, that noise means that it's looking for additional remotes. It beeped once, which means that only one remote is active currently, so I'm hitting A and B together to start it. And then A and B again. Now, there are 5 games. On the left, on the right, there's training and Wii Fitness, and we're not going to get into all that today. On the left, there are 5 games: tennis, bowling, baseball, golf, boxing. And I'm going to play a little bit of each one for you so that you can hear how it sounds. So first, because it's default, we're going to go tennis. Now, when you hit A to get into the tennis game, you will be in a screen where you can select the number of players. I'm playing 1 player, which is default. If you go to the right, it's 2. If you go down from your 1 player, it's 3. And if you go to the right again, it's 4. You cannot go up or to the left if you're on the 1 player, so that's how you know that that's 1 player. The next screen allows you to keep your current player. Or if you go to the left, that's on change. If you want to change the player, you go to the left, you hit A, you use your arrows to pick your me, and you press A, and then you push A to say that that's the one you want. But we're not going to do that because I'm on the me that I want, which isn't even me, by the way, but one of the problems with the Wii is that I cannot access the me's in terms of finding the right one, because the Wii doesn't talk. So right off the bat, I'm going to tell you, if you're really hoping for a great accessible game system, it's not going to work out that way. So I selected my Mii. And when you hear that bleep sound, that means all your selections are locked in. It's telling you the most important safety tip to remember is to please put your wrist strap on. This is very important. People have been wounded because they accidentally let go of the thing and hit their buddies. So my wrist strap's on. I'm hitting A and B to get started. Now, the navigation goes as follows. You've already selected your one or two or three or four players. If you go down one, you have singles. If you go to the left, you have best out of five. If you go to the left, you have best out of three. And if you go left again, you have singles. Or, obviously, from singles, you can go to the right and pick best out of three and so on. So I've picked best out of five, and now I'm going to play a match against the computer. I should have just picked singles, but oh well. It's my serve. I'm going to push A to throw the ball into the air, and then I'm going to swing my remote to hit it. Now, they missed it. It went actually out of bounds. So even though I hit it, it was out of bounds. And this time, when I hit it, it hit the net. Now, there are two guys at your command. If you're doing four players, each person will control a guy. But there's two players on each team, a front man and a back man. The front man controls the ball, obviously, when it's closest to the net. And the back man controls it when it's farther away. Usually, if your ball bounces, which it's allowed to bounce one time, it's the back guy that hits it. And if it doesn't bounce, if you hit it before it bounces, it's usually your front guy.
Advantage front team.
Let me explain the points while I'm playing this. You'll hear it say, love 15. Or 15 love, or whatever. The first score, or the first point to be announced, is the point of the person that's serving. So when I served, it said 15 love, 30 love, whatever. Love just means that the other team doesn't have any points. The next odd thing you'll hear it say is deuce, which means that you've tied at 40. And if it says 15 all or 30 all, it just means you're tied at 30. The next thing you'll hear it say is
advantage.
This means that the person is if 1 point away from winning, but both teams are above 40. Breakpoint means that the team that is not serving is going to win it if they get the point. Game point means that the person who is serving is going to win it.
The back team wins.
Now they won it. Now I'm just going to let you hear the game in progress. They're going to be serving here, and I'm just going to shut up and let you hear this. A lot of front guy action going on here. Very little bouncing of the ball.
15 all.
A lot of front guy action. We call them front guy battles.
Break point. Deuce. Advantage front team. Break point.
And you go through however many you want to go through, either best of five or singles or whatever, until somebody wins. The next thing I want to explain to you about Wii Sports is the point system. That's the only thing I don't like about this game, because the only way that you can play more difficult players is to win more games, which means if I want to play tennis against some harder people to play against, that means that I have to play for a while. Now, this is fine if you're sighted, because you're building up your skill and you're playing against harder and harder players, and it picks people that are about at your skill level. However, if you can't find your me, then you're at a disadvantage, because you can't find your me, and so you can't use the points that you've earned when you were playing your me. There is another key on this Wiimote. It's the plus key. And if you press it, you can pause the game, at least in Wii Sports. Now, in other games, the plus key works differently. But in the Wii Sports, the plus key gives you your pauses or your timeouts or whatever. We're back in the main menu now. The next game we're going to do is baseball. And in the baseball menu, there is not sure of all the choices. It looks like one and two players. There's something over to the right, which I'm not sure what it is. Then you have your standard okay with the me that I have, or change the me. And then you can select your me. Then you push okay. Then you hit A and B. So, in baseball, you start, if you're doing one player anyway, as the batter. You can practice your swings. You can hit A. As soon as you're ready to, it lets you practice for a minute. Another feature that I want to point out while we wait for the game to start is that the Wiimote makes sounds as well. It's got its own internal speaker, so not only does it have the force feedback capability that it vibrates, but it also makes sound itself. So you swing it just like a baseball bat. So I'm going to give you a couple rounds of this here.
Strike! Batter out! Home run!
If you want to pause,
time out.
You push the plus key, and it gives you a timeout. I'm going to play the rest of my round and then come back to show you the pitching. Did you hear that ching? Listen, you'll hear it again. Listen for the dings. Those are runs scored. Since you can hear the pitches being thrown, I'm just going to describe how to pitch. You throw it, just like you throw a baseball for a fastball. Or you can just flick your wrist. It'll show up the sight of the number on the screen. And it'll give them that number. It usually ranges between about 80 and 100 miles an hour, somewhere around there. You can hold down A while you swing to deliver a curveball, hold down B while you swing to deliver a slider, I believe, and hold down A and B for a splitter. And if you do A and B and barely shake your remote, then you will get a very slow pitch that's extremely hard to hit. In fact, I don't know any sighted person who can hit it, let alone the computer. Before I go on to the next game, I have heard some comments that some of these games are so easy, because they are. It's point-based, remember? So the first few times you play through it, you're going to be able to beat the computer in every game you play. I accidentally skipped bowling, or maybe that was a subconscious thing, as bowling is by far the favorite of most of my relatives, so we've been bowling a lot. And we're on golf now. Now, I don't know why, but sometimes with these games, you have to hit the minus key to get them going. I don't know why that is. That's the case with golf. Now, it helps to have a sighted person play help you play with golf, but there are some things that I can help you with, too. When you swing your club, of course, you always want to try to keep it straight. You can hear if you're on the fairway because you'll always get some cheering. And you can hear if you're not swinging straight by this sound. And the thing will vibrate as well. That means you're chopping either to the left or to the right. So we're going to swing. Now, to swing in golf, you have to walk up to the ball by pressing A and then swing. And as you heard, I chopped it really bad. But hey, I'm on the fairway, so that's okay. Now, not knowing how far I am, I'm going to do another hard swing and see if I can get a clue here to where I am. Chopped it again. Doggone it. Now, I'm not in the rough because it didn't land on grass. That sounded to me like it landed in the bunker. So I'm just going to give it a medium swing.
Nice off.
Okay, we're in the green, folks. Time to putt. Just a nice tap. By the way, you can use your left and right arrow keys to move around the ball if your wind is blowing specifically hard in a specific direction, which again needs sighted assistance. Or you can just be defiant and not care about the wind, and it doesn't really matter much on beginner, which is, I believe, the default. It's good to putt relatively hard on the green if you don't know where you are. Not so hard that it bounces a lot, because you want to be able to feel if you bounce past the hole. If you hit the hole, your remote will vibrate slightly. And if you get the oh sound, which we'll try to go for here, I must be quite a ways from the green, from the hole. Yeah. You can also tell if you're on the green, because when you go up and down, you'll know what putt it selects, and it automatically selects a golf club. Right now it's got me on pitching wedge, so if I hadn't heard the ball rolling through the grass and wasn't sure where I was, or not the pitching wedge, but the woods. Now, did you hear that? That bounced in and out of the hole. So now I know I'm not too far from the hole. So, that's like a triple bogey. Now, we're going to go back up one to bowling because I accidentally skipped over it. Bowling is very simple to play if you know where your mark is. And, there are some controls in bowling that you'll want to know about. Hitting A, once you're actually started, you'll know it because it goes B. hit A and get this sound. That's your curve control. Hit it once to select the angle at which you want to throw the ball. Again, you'll need sighted help. But if you don't play with sighted help, you're probably best off not to even mess with it. When curve is off, hitting the arrow keys moves you right and left across the lane to determine where you are going to throw from. Now, if you're leaving a lot of pins on the right-hand side, obviously you're going to want to move a click or so to the right. If you're leaving a lot of pins on the left-hand side, obviously you want to move in that direction. So having lined myself up, which I actually use the default lineup, I stand right in the very center of the lane where it puts me. I'm going to hold B, which is the trigger shape button, down. I'm going to take a practice swing and let it go. I want you to hear another couple of frames of this.
Nice throw.
I know. You think this maybe is rigged. Don't blame you, but it's not rigged. So really, the real pity is... The real pity is I'm not even on my person. And once you bowled a while, you can pretty well predict exactly, you know, what pins you're going to leave where and all that. The best technique for this is to swing the remote back and then swing it up. And when it's right by your head, that's when you let go of your B button. And then you'll know how hard you've thrown it by how vigorously the Wiimote vibrates. So if it vibrates a lot, you'll know you threw it pretty doggone hard. The last game in this sports series that we're going to look at today is the boxing game. Now, when you buy the Wii bundle that I'm going to recommend to you, it's $349, I believe, at Toys R Us. You can actually buy just the Wii console with the basic two Wii remotes and the Wii Sports for $249. But there's a bundle you can get with the Wii Play CD, extra nunchuck, and some other stuff. That's probably the bundle you're going to want to get, if not a better one. But you at least, if it depends on how many people you want to be able to play with you. If you get the $349 bundle, you'll get the extra remote and nunchuck. And that way you can play two-player. This last game is boxing. It's kind of hard to explain the moves. You have your nunchuck in your one hand and the remote in the other. You hold them straight up in front of you to guard your face. You can lean into the punch, lean away from the punches by leaning your hands at the same time to the left or the right. You can do punches across the face. You can do all kinds of things. So I'm going to play this, and hopefully we'll get a feel for how it sounds.
Thank you.
I won. The reason I know I won... Dun, dun. That means I won. If it would have went dun, dun, and then that would have meant that I lost. So there's your very basic introduction to the Wii. If you want a game that'll totally wear you out, or simply help you relax with family and friends, I highly recommend the Wii Gaming System by Nintendo. I think you'll find it most enjoyable, even if all you do is play the Wii Sports games. However, there are literally 500 plus games for this system. Not only are there other games for the Wii console, there are games that are playable on the PC using the Wiimote as well. The two games that are playable are called Audi Odyssey and Darkroom. You can find them on www.pcsgames.net under the Excellent Games for Windows section, and you'll learn more about them there. In the next tutorial, we're going to talk about Party Games 1 and 2, which is not nearly as accessible as the Wii Sports, since you can't use the arrow keys to navigate. Some games that are like that, you can use the nunchuck to... There's a stick on the nunchuck that you can use to navigate through the menus that you'd normally use point and click methods to negotiate. The Wii can not only play games that are created for the Wii, but if you buy GameCube controllers and plug them into your Wii, you can play GameCube games as well. So if you like the GameCube, then buy a Wii and you'll have a double gaming system all in one. Hope you enjoyed this.